Good morning, gentlemen. Question this morning is, do you say beracha on gum? You chew gum, do you say beracha? And if yes, why? It's a very big machloket, and really the two tzadim have a lot of credit, because is that considered achila? Are you eating something? You're chewing gum, you want the taste. What is the purpose of gum? What are you eating? You're throwing it out after. So let's go. There's two sugyot that we could look at. One sugya is te'ima. Yitzchak Iranen, Shut Yitzchak Iranen, Rabbi Yitzchak Shchebar, Alav HaShalom, he says that you don't say berachan chewing gum. Why? Because it's called te'ima. It's a machlok edishonim. If you taste something, you want to taste the soup, you don't know if it's salty enough, so you take a little bit. Do you say berachan or not? There's a machlok rishonim. Some rishonim say the taste happens in the mouth, but you don't have to swallow it. Really, the taste buds are inside the mouth. Why do you swallow it? Taste it and spit it out. That you don't have to say beracha. But if you're going to swallow, you have to say beracha. Shulchan Aruch says no. Up to revi'it for a drink, up to revi'it, you don't say beracha if you to'em, if you do the te'ima. So we do halacha at Shulchan Aruch. You taste something, even if you swallow it, it's not considered achila, you're not eating. You're tasting. And tasting doesn't require beracha. Says Chacham Yitzchak Shchebar, that's tasting. Where is the achila? You're not ochel. When you finish eating, you spit it out. So you get the taste. So taste, you don't say beracha. It's a good argument, lechaora. Chacham Avadia disagrees. He says, mechila mikivodach, but no. Why? When you taste, it's an external thing that you're checking. You're checking if this food has taste. You don't get any benefit. You're not trying to get any benefit. Even if at the end of the day, oh, it tasted good. Yeah, but that was not the purpose. Here, the purpose is not something external to you. The purpose is getting something here. You like the taste. Maybe you want to have a good breath, or whatever it is that you're doing it for. It's a benefit for you. Te'ima, when you taste something, it's never about you. It's about knowing the food for later. In 2 hours, I'm going to have the food. So I want to make sure it's good. Here, it's for you. You're getting something called hana'at achech. Even having a good taste, that's already saying a beracha. So he disagrees with him. Chacham Yitzchak Shchebar brings another argument. He says that there is also a sugya of ikar and tafel. What's going on here? Normally the sugya of ikar and tafel, the essential and the secondary, is you're eating two things together. You say the beracha on the ikar and potel et tafel. You don't say two berachot. It's a beracha on one. Okay. So here says Rav Yitzchak Shchebar, why do people chew gum? You have to go to the psychology of the chewers. Why do they chew gum? If you tell me it's for the taste, you could have a candy for that. And if it's for the taste, once there's no more taste in the gum, you should spit it out. How long it takes for the taste to go out of the gum? For the cheap gums, 30 seconds. For the expensive gums, 5 minutes. That's it. That the guy could be chewing the gum for an hour. What are you doing? So it says there's a lot of reasons. Many people think that it's going to make them smart. Because there's a study, yes. There's a study that came that by chewing, you are sending signals in your brain and it's making it work, believe it or not. You're not going to get super smart with that. There are other ways how to do that. But this is maybe going to help a little bit. I don't think it's going to make a person super smart, but okay, but no, this is serious, by the way, but more seriously, there are people, for example, who quit smoking and they need to do something with their mouth or whatever, and chewing is going to help them. Or there's many people are nervous. I don't know, each one with their thing. Bottom line, when you chew a gum, he says the ikar is not for the taste itself, for the swallowing. The ikar is for chewing, because people could go on and on. We could argue with that, if we agree or not. But even if that's true, Chacham Avadia says still it's not. So he says, the ikar is for the chewing. And the tafel is for the taste. You have the ikar and the tafel, you don't say beracha and the tafel. Chacham Avadia says, no, hold on. When do you say ikar and tafel? When you say the beracha on the ikar, so you don't say the beracha and the tafel. But when you don't say the beracha on the ikar, and you only have a possibility of saying the beracha on the tafel, for sure you say the beracha on the tafel. Hey, it doesn't exist like this. It's because you have one beracha you have to pick. But here you only have one choice of beracha. Therefore you would say the beracha. So Chacham over there is posek, you say beracha on gum, of course, shakol niya bidvaro, on chewing gum.